In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Senior executives of seven big pharmaceutical companies are getting ready for a grilling on Capitol Hill today over high drug prices. They'll go before the Senate Finance Committee, where both Democrats and Republicans have said they will be demanding answers over the rising costs of prescription drugs. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
High drug prices are a perennial issue. Boston physician Aaron Kesselheim says they're getting renewed attention because
a lot of patients may have insurance plans that expose patients to more of a fraction of the pharmaceutical costs due to cost sharing and deductible plans.
Drug prices are increasing at nearly 10 times the rate of inflation, according to a report by another Senate committee. One of the first questions lawmakers are likely to ask the executives is why. Rachel Sachs researches drug prices at Washington University in St. Louis. She says the answer is complicated.
It's hard for providers and patients and policymakers to know who is causing the real problems.
Sachs says insurers and retailers can negotiate prices, and she expects to hear executives shift the blame to them.
And to argue that high prices are necessary to sustain the innovative new drugs that they're providing.
And Sachs expects them to use that argument to defend their efforts to delay the introduction of generic drugs. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.